Okay, hello. What's your name and what do you do?
My name's Leon Cole and I'm a multimedia specialist.
Where?
The University of Westminster.
So you produce videos and edit stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that you've studied Finnish. Could you tell us where you studied Finnish and for how long?
Okay, so I've been studying Finnish at work at the University of Westminster in evening courses. And how long I've been doing it for, maybe 6 or 7 years or something.
Okay, and would you say that Finnish is a difficult language to learn?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult, I think.
What makes it difficult?
It's like none of the words really have any relation, a lot of the words don't have any relation to English, and even if you try to literally translate from one to the other, it doesn't make sense either way. You have to be able to interpret what a string of words means. Like if you were doing it in French, you could convert every word into English and it would make sense in from French into English, and it would make sense and backwards again. But in Finnish you can't really do that a lot of the time.
So you studied French as well?
Oh, just the GCSE level, yeah.
Okay. And what's the best way for you to learn? How do you learn the best? What do you do to learn Finnish?
I make flashcards. I tried doing some on a computer or on my phone, but it doesn't really work. So what I do is I just get lots of pieces of paper and cut them up into cards and write the word in English on one side in one colour and then Finnish on the other side in a different colour. And then I try and carry them around with me and just read them when I'm walking around.
Mm.
And then try and get exposure to it that way.
Okay. And I know that you have dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that affect your language learning, do you think?
I find it really difficult to pronounce. But when I'm reading words, I don't read the syllables and then pronounce them. So I end up just sort of trying to visualise how the word sounds and try and remember it. So in Finnish, because it's so phonetic, it'll be much easier just to be able to read the language because it is phonetic, but I have trouble doing that and breaking the word up into syllables. So I just try and write it down and then put lines in between the words so I know where the syllables start and end.
Mm. Because the words are really long.
Yeah, some of them are really long and you need to know where the pauses are or else they sound very different.
Do you feel that like listening to audio recordings helps?
Yeah, I remember all the songs I listen to, but and some of the when I listen to the CD that comes with one of the books that we have, then I remember. It's easier for me to remember like the dates or the month or something because it comes melodically. And you can understand them one after the other.
Mm.
And sometimes it's a bit of a surprise when I see it written down because it doesn't look anything like I imagine the words to look.
But I think, like I've said this to you before, probably if you have dyslexia, you would need quite different methods. So I don't think teachers are catering for that. But that's an issue. But you are learning Finnish. And do you feel that you can have a conversation in Finnish?
If I've been practicing a bit, I can have a little conversation, but not very in depth.
I've had one with you many times.
Yeah.
So I think you can. So I knew the answer when I asked that. How did you first become interested in Finland?
I had a Finnish girlfriend a long time ago, and she took me to Finland for Christmas, and it was just really amazing. And ever since then, I've just sort of fell in love with the country, and always wanted to go back.
How many times have you been?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 times.
When are you going next?
I don't know. I haven't got a Finnish girlfriend anymore.
you can't go there so easily. And what are your favourite things in Finland? What do you like in Finland?
The food's really nice. The ice cream is especially good. There's so much variety. And they're available all year round, which is really nice. Bread, cheese, yogurts, all the outdoor sports is really fun as well. Especially in the winter, cross-country skiing in the forest. The architecture, or the lakes.
Okay, so you like most. Do you like Finnish people?
Yeah, Finnish people are really funny.
They come with the package. It's not like you can go there and,
yeah,
and avoid them. All right. To finish off the interview, I'd like to ask you for one of your favorite words or expressions in Finnish.
There's a couple that I've learned. One is ikumenok sanani lennox.
And what does that mean?
It means let's go sanani lennox.
And the other one
is ava ovi sanapono yovi.
And what does that one mean?
Open the door, says Bon Jovi.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Leo.